The latest on the crisis in the Gulf with Rich Jones, AM 690 and 106.5 FM. News Talk Radio, WOKV. Depend on.
Good morning at 623, 23 past 6 on the Tuesday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News, July 13th. About 77 now downtown at daybreak. 76 along the beaches, mid-90s on your ride home with Sean Hannity, and you may be dodging some afternoon thunderstorms. Should pop up a little bit early in the afternoon and continue on into the evening. Maybe the biggest test yet for BP. They're testing that new tighter cap on the Gulf Gusher to see if it stops the spewing crude. AP correspondent Bill Fuller joins us live from New Orleans. Bill, good morning. How long is it going to take before BP knows whether or not this thing's working?
It could take between 6 to 48 hours, Rich, before they know for sure. Let me tell you what's going to happen now. The cap was placed on there last night. It's secure. And now engineers with BP will start closing down valves on the cap. There are three of them. As they begin to shut down these valves, high pressure is good, low pressure is bad. If they get high pressure, that means the leak is contained on the wellhead. If they get low pressure, that means that there must be a leak somewhere else down. It could be even below the cap down in the seafloor somewhere. Now, the permanent fix that we all know about is not going to happen until these relief wells are drilled and are completed.
And that's still on track for what, August, is it, or maybe even late July?
They had said late July. The latest information says now mid-August. They're close, but you've got to be very, very precise when you drill these relief wells. They got to hit the spot just right, and when they do, they can begin plugging with drilling mud and cement the old wellhead. That should relieve the pressure and shut off the flow of oil.
But boy, depending on how this test cap goes, or today's test of that cap goes, I mean, that could obviously go a long way in terms of satisfying the demands of so many people. You know, turn it off, get that oil from stopping to spew. Would it be 100% of the oil that would stop spewing, Bill, if it's ideal?
They say once the relief well is in position and has taken over the pressure of the oil that's in this big reservoir under the Gulf of Mexico, the oil will stop. And, of course, but there's long-term effects. Yesterday, one Coast Guard official said it will be years that we'll still see tar balls from major storms that'll roll over the Gulf of Mexico that could show up on any beach along the Gulf.
We'll be listening very closely today and over the next few to see if this testing begins. Bill Fuller from the AP, appreciate you joining us live from New Orleans this morning. We'll continue our coverage of the Gusher and the Gulf. It's our top national story right now at WOKV.com. 627 on Jacksonville's Morning News. And we bring you up to date on weather and traffic every 10 minutes on the 7th.